Blog Talk Radio.
In the house. What's going on, everybody? Follow Wolfpack TV on social media. We're doing things a little bit different today. We're going to go ahead and get the real situation episode out the way. Tomorrow is sports, so we're going to definitely talk about the NFL draft. Of course, that's going to be on ESPN all day. So I know you guys want to hear our opinions or whatever about that, so we're going to give it to you. So let's just jump right in. This is DC Universe Part 2, and we're just going to talk about all the DC movies, what it's looking like, the state of DC Universe as a unit, comic books, and how they're still not being, in my opinion, not fucking with Marvel. No, what are your thoughts on the Batman vs. Superman movie?
I really didn't like it. Me personally, I did not think it was that good. I didn't like Ben Affleck as Batman. I thought it was a horrible Batman. And I thought how they portrayed Doomsday was whack. And if you're going to have, they should have, with the cameos, they should have more interaction. So I didn't really feel like it was that great. And there was just kind of glimpses of things. And to be honest, the ending wasn't that great either. I know what they were trying to do. They're trying to prepare for the Justice League, but I wasn't really that impressed.
I think they did. I think, I would say, Batman did his thing on there, in my opinion. Unfortunately, the movie as a unit, it wasn't really up to the standards, in my opinion. It did do $850 million, so it just now passed Iron Man as far as grossing revenue. So, y'all got to understand something about that situation. Is the reason why I did $850 million is because we haven't seen that from DC in 3 years. So you let Marvel do that for 3 years or even two, and they're going to be, they're going to be top five movie of all time, in my opinion. So, I don't know what Zack Snyder's trying to do. I was reading something about their petition. Zack Snyder to be out of off the show because he did such a horrible job on Justice League. So we'll definitely see. In my opinion, I think he should have put Christopher Nolan off and let him take over all the DC movies, in my opinion, not just Justice League or Batman and Superman, all of them. I thought Green Lantern was a good movie. Green Lantern was actually a pretty good movie, in my opinion. I don't have nothing bad to say about that. Of course, all the Dark Knights were okay. Why Christian Bale didn't want to be Batman this time threw me off. Why would you turn your back on something that made you a motherfucking star, you know? I have no idea what's going on. I think the thing with Batman vs. Superman was, you know, they tried to portray Superman as dark, and he's not a dark character. The only person that you can get away with in DC Comics is Batman. So, you know, going back, even the Man of Steel wasn't really that good, in my opinion. It was just too slow. And, you know, you don't see action to the end of the movie in Man of Steel. And also, at the end of Justice League, you didn't see that much action until the end. I mean, they moved really slow. But I understand you got to set up a story. But, man, with that movie was really, really slow. And please believe that the reviews was right on that. They got a 28%. Now, this Marvel Civil War, I'm looking at that, and I'm saying, man, you know, not one bad review on that Civil War movie. So I'm very, very happy with that. I heard a lot of people that went to go see it across the East that it was a really good movie. This is their second or third time going to go see it. So, you know, didn't want to get off topic here because we'll definitely talk about Marvel next week, starting next week. So, but I did want to say about the DC Universe, the TV shows are awesome. If you guys haven't been watching The Green Arrow or The Flash or The Legends of Tomorrow, all those shows are really good, including the animation, Justice League Unlimited, which, by the way, is on Netflix. Justice League Part 1 is on there. Young Justice, that's actually a pretty good show for kids. And you can get caught if you're an adult, you can see it also. That's actually pretty good. Teen Titans, I can't find that anywhere, unfortunately. But that was another show that was pretty good. I gave that an A+. I gave pretty much all DC Universe's cartoons A+ because they was good. And TV shows, Green Arrow, Flash, Legends of Tomorrow. I haven't really got into Supergirl yet. I plan on doing that sometime next month, but I want to check that out. I've been hearing good stuff about that Supergirl movie. I think that they need to go ahead and do a Nightwing. That would actually be good. And to put him in there and do him right, put him in the Justice League, you know, or even the next Batman, that would actually be great. A lot of people are Nightwing fans, and they want to see Nightwing in the movie.
Yeah, I want to see that personally. I think that would be a good crossover. I don't understand why they didn't even put him in the last Batman movie. It doesn't make really much sense.
Right.
Could have been a whole lot better movie with a better plot, but, you know, they could have branched off. But I don't understand what direction DC's trying to go. They don't really make much sense with their direction. Marvel hasn't beat by leaps and bounds with every, you know, how everything ties into, all the movies tie into one another. And, you know, even what you were saying about, you know, making Superman a dark character, he's not a dark character. You can't make him a dark character. It just doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it definitely doesn't work. And like I said, TV shows, DC is, don't get me wrong, TV shows are awesome. And that's what Marvel's lacking when it comes to TV shows, because Marvel tried to do the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and they was all over the place with that, so I stopped watching it. You know, but as far as, you know, the shows, they're awesome with it. When it comes to these movies, man, you know, I don't really know what to say about that movie. And let me just go down, and I actually wrote some movies down that were DC Universe. A lot of people might not know this, but I did my research, so it's legit. that Green Lantern, I gave that movie an A because just for the simple fact that I like Green Lantern. He's one of my top five guys in Green Lantern, in DC. And I thought that was actually a pretty good movie. Now, everybody's saying that was a bad movie, this and that and this and that. I really don't see how that was a bad movie. I think they did what they needed to do in that. A lot of people don't know that 300, part one and two are DC. Watchmen, Jonah Hex, League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, which League of Extraordinary Gentlemen was actually pretty good. Red 1 and Red 2, those are actually pretty good. And they are a part of DC Comics, Justice League. Unfortunately, I did not like the old Supermans with Christopher Reeves were pretty good, but the new ones that were coming out were not that good. I never really got into Smallville, so I can't really comment on that. But I do know the old Supermans were pretty good. Now, the Man of Steel, I did not like the Man of Steel. It wasn't that good. I ended up still buying it just to have it. But it's very slow. Watchmen, that was, I don't know. I gave that a B because I didn't, I was being easy. I went easy on that. Jonah Hex was actually a pretty good movie, which that was Josh Brolin. He went from DC all the way to Marvel. Now he's staying on some Marvel. So I just want to talk about the games, too, for DC Universe. The DC Online game, that's actually a pretty good game. Long Wolf put me on that last year. And I want to say, man, that game is pretty legit. Finally got the download. Finally got the update for it. Took about 30 minutes for the update, but it was pretty good. Also, the Justice League Heroes game that came out on PS2, which was just like the old X-Men games on PS2. If you guys ever played X-Men Legends or X-Men Legends 2 for Apocalypse, those were actually good games. Justice League was just like that, but the main villain was Darkseid. And let me tell y'all something, guys, that was actually a really, really, really good game. That's really about it. Like I said, The Legends of Tomorrow, that's actually a good show. I suggest you guys watch that show. Watch Flash, watch Green Arrow, and definitely watch Young Justice Season 1 and Season 2. That's actually a really, really good show to watch.
I feel like DC has pigeonholed themselves because you're just going deeper and deeper down the drain when you're trying to make Superman a dark character. Then you kill him off. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to bring him back for Justice League. The people that you have playing the roles don't really fit the roles,
right.
You know, and I'm going to be honest, I was not impressed with the Green Lantern movie at all. I know you feel different, but I feel like I liked how it started off, but how it ended was trash. How they portrayed Parallax was trash. It just seems like they're just going deeper and deeper into the hole. Now, I will say that their saving grace is going to be Suicide Squad. That movie looks like it's going to be legit. And, I can't wait to see that. And I'm hoping that they do incorporate Nightwing. I know that Batman is supposed to make a guest appearance. I hope my boy Robin gets a movie. I think he deserves one. And it looks like they're getting ready to release this cartoon version of The Killing Joke. If you guys are familiar with Batman comics and know what that's about. That's something I used to read as a kid, that's going to be a good one. And parents and especially you single mothers, that ain't going to be one you want to let your kids watch before they go to bed at night. I'm going to tell you that right now. So that's going to be one of those cartoons that's strictly for the adults. So I'm looking forward to seeing that and, just how they're going to portray it and what direction they're going to go with. Honestly, I'm really more impressed with the animated movies that DC has come with. I don't know if y'all seen Batman and Son. Great movie. Good one.
Oh, yeah.
The Under the Red Hood, great anime. They really make good animated movies. They really do. It's just when it comes to the big screen, they don't get the job done. You know what I'm saying? They like, some of these guys in the bedroom, they just don't get it done. So, you know, it's ridiculous, and you know, I just like to see them do better. But it just seems like there's a balance and trade off, like you said, because the Marvel, you know, DC has the TV shows. They do good on those, but yeah, and they did good with DC Universe Online. I wish Marvel would incorporate something like that, because that game is, to me, is one of the best games that ever been released, just based on how they set it up. Peer-to-peer, and you know, what you can actually do, and how it's always expanding. Even they brought it to PS4 and Xbox, you know the new Xbox. So, you know, great game. You know, we're still waiting on a Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Where y'all at with that shit? Y'all need to come on, because yeah. Ultimate Alliance 2 was garbage. That was a trash-ass game. And you know, yeah, man. I mean, I'm really looking forward to some of these things. You know, May 5th, me and Ray will be at the movie theater, Civil War. But you know, to go back to the DC, you guys really need to get that Nightwing movie. To be honest, you really need to make another Catwoman movie. And you know, no disrespect to Halle Berry, but that shit was corny as hell. And you know, I mean, she's fine. You know, she's fine. I love to see black actors get roles, but the plot was just terrible. You know what I'm saying? Horrible. And I would like to see another one of those. And even for the ladies, too, I would like to see a bad girl movie as well, or have her incorporated, you know, maybe into Justice League. But yeah, DC, you guys got to step y'all movie game up, man. You know, if y'all going to compete with Marvel in that aspect, your plot and your storyline, you know, they got to make sense. And, you know, You can't shape everything around Batman. You know, it's not gonna work like that. You know, so, and kind of like what you were saying, Christian Bale. Why would you leave Batman and that puts you on the map? I don't understand that. It doesn't make any sense. What were you thinking? You know what I mean? Like, you haven't really made too many other relevant movies since then. You know what I'm saying? I mean, every time I see you, you always in a bat suit on. You know, when I'm watching TNT or Spike or whatever. So. You know, I just don't understand these guys. And you know, even with, you know, not to switch it up again, but even with Hugh Jackman, you know, leaving Wolverine, I don't get it. You know, these guys make their careers off these hero movies, and then they diss and leave, and it's never really the same. But, you know, it just, DC, you got to step your game up. You know, y'all got the TV shows. Y'all got the video game DC Universe Online. Y'all making a killing off that, but you know that Batman versus Superman, disappointed, very disappointed.
Yeah, Batman versus Superman, very disappointed. I actually had to go watch that movie twice, even though I'm not, you know what I'm saying, I wasn't too impressed with it the first time, just to see what was going on and you know everything that they were saying or doing. I had already knew about it and figured it out. I do like the way they put the Flash in there. My favorite DC character in the DC universe. So I just want to see if Green Arrow or Green Lantern, if they end up putting them in there. I guess they will actually be in there in Justice League too, but I don't know what will happen with that situation. I'm glad that Ray Fisher, who's the guy that's playing Cyborg, they actually put an African-American hero in there. I'm all about African-American heroes because I feel like, you know, that's not enough of us as black men being called as a hero. So, you know, I'm big ups to Ray Fisher for being Cyborg, and that Cyborg movie is going to be pretty much futuristic, and I cannot wait. We'll definitely see. Now, one of the animated movies that I just got done watching last week, I forgot the name of it. It's coming out. It came out before Justice League versus Teen Titans, and it was about Batman's family, had Batwoman in there, Batgirl, pretty much everybody. There is some lesbian kissing in that movie. Why they put that in there, two girls kissing and having a relationship, was very inappropriate in my opinion. You don't want to show a man and a female having sex on TV, but you go and show this other crash dummy shit that's going on right now on TV. This is a different subject matter. I just want you guys to be aware, if you are watching that for the animated males and females, please be advised that there is some inappropriate stuff on that. So just keep that in mind. But everything else, as far as the animation goes, all those other movies are legit, especially the Justice League versus Teen Titans. That's actually a pretty good movie. And you can actually find those movies, guys, On they've been putting them on YouTube lately. Also, there's some other movie sites that you can go to. They actually been putting them on Facebook also. That's where I watched Justice League versus Teen Titans. Somebody I put it up on, uploaded it on Facebook, and I watched it. Pretty legit movie. And I just want to say there's a movie on Netflix. If one of you guys have Netflix, there's a movie called Justice League War. They fight Doomsday. That's pretty much what that Batman versus Superman movie was just like that. They're building it up for the storyline to play like that. So, and which, by the way, that movie did have cursing in it, even though it's animated. So just they do say cuss words in there. So, good movies, guys. Like I said, animation, the games is awesome, but they got to get the movies squared away. Now, the question is, who's going to play you know what I'm saying, Green Lantern? Tyrese is supposed to be playing the Black Green Lantern. I don't know, but this guy that's making they got Tyrese trying to play Green Lantern. And there's one other guy that keeps that he's on Facebook.
I actually think Idris Elba will make a great grip Black Green Lantern.
Agreed.
I think he would be one of the perfect Green Lanterns. I could actually see him as Jon Stewart. I think he would be a good choice. It's another guy. I can't think of his name off the top of my head right now, but that's one of the top candidates. Tyrese. No, I'm sorry. Stick to Transformers.
No. Yeah, man. Tyrese, I never did like Tyrese, bro. I don't think he's a good actor, in my opinion. And for him to take a serious role like that, he's gonna be corny. He tries to be a comedian in most of his movies. I don't really think that he can act. That's not hating. I've never been a fan of it. But we'll definitely see what's going on. Who's gonna be playing Green Lantern? And we ain't gonna be able to see that movie drop until 2020. Now, another thing that puzzles me about the DC universe is this. I understand that you guys didn't want to be like Marvel, but nobody knows what's going on. You're just going to put everything together and just let everybody see the movie for Justice League Part 1 and Part 2, and then everybody's going to come out with their solo movie and then Justice League 2. I'm confused on what's going on with that situation. In that situation, yeah, I know you guys don't want to copy Marvel, but I think that would have been the best option for y'all. Especially for the simple fact that you guys ain't come out with a movie in 3 years. I mean,
taping everything around Batman. They shouldn't have done it like that. They should have let guys come up with their own movies and created their own their lane. And that's where they messed up. And you can't do that. But you know that they're gonna learn the hard way. I mean, they're gonna make their money, of course. You know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying, are they gonna be as successful as what we've seen from the? The Iron Man, the Thor, with the Spider-Man coming out and how Marvel, gives each character on their own lane and focuses more so on the universe rather than one character. So I think it's going to backfire on them in the long run, but we'll see how they work it.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see my dude Darkseid. I will say that is my favorite character in DC Universe. Darkseid, that is my dude, man. He plays no games.
Yeah, Darkseid doesn't play any games, and that's why I'm saying Lone Wolf. The movie to watch, man, would be Justice League War. If you've seen that movie, you know what I'm saying, take a look. He single-handedly almost crushes the Justice League, man. Pretty good movie. I watched it for the second time the other day, and let me tell you something, bro. That movie is pretty legit, man. Very legit. That's probably the best animated movie I've seen out of all the animations that Justice League got. Darkseid, don't play no games. Villain-wise, you know what I'm saying? Villain-wise, Darkseid is number one, man, period. So keep that in mind. Now, one of the guys, I know that The Rock is playing Black Adam. For the Shazam movie that's dropping 2019 or 2018, I'm not exactly sure. I'm starting to like Captain Marvel a lot just for the simple fact that his character is pretty legit, and he's pretty much just like Superman, except he just deals with lightning. You know what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. So you know, that's definitely, I want to see who they get to play Shazam. That's going to be great. You know, The Rock, of course, as a villain, we'll definitely see how that goes, because he can play either a good guy or a bad guy and be pretty good at it. So, very proud of The Rock. I think that was a good look for him. Unfortunately, them guys need to get some more people. And try not to make every character in DC dark, you know. And while y'all keep building around, you know what I'm saying, keep pushing the Batman. And in the movie, we know that Batman's parents died. Why do y'all keep showing that over and over again? Like, we got to get through the parents dying already. We understand that. Now we got to move on to something else. And, Lone Wolf, real quick, I never asked you this, but which one was your favorite rapper, Robin? Was it Tim Drake, Dick Grayson, or Jason Todd?
Definitely Dick Grayson, the original. Just because of his character development and, you know, what he was able to turn into, his story was, like, the most, to me, was the most developed.
Yeah. Definitely most developed in that. Like I said, I love Dick Grayson, man. I think he's awesome. It's going to be exciting to see Batman. Batman's already wrote out the movie for his next movie. They're talking about they're going to drop it. And it's good to, you know, definitely see what's going on with the Robin. You know, whether they put Dick Grayson in there or Jason Todd or even Tim Drake, either one of those would be great. But I would like to see Dick Grayson and how he transforms from Robin into Nightwing and then have Tim Drake in there. I definitely didn't get to talk about the games, the other games either. I talked about DC Online. I talked about Justice League, Heroes, but I didn't get to talk about the Batman game. All three or four of the Batman games is pretty legit. Arkham Knight, Arkham City, Arkham Asylum is my favorite. Arkham Asylum was my favorite. Lone Wolf's favorite, I believe, is Arkham City. Arkham Knight, that actually was a pretty good one also. Arkham Origins, I didn't really too much like. I don't know why. I think because it was just too, you know, wasn't enough villains and the storyline. After you beat the story, it was like, yeah, it tells you that you're 30% done with the game or something like that. Well, I'm not even exactly sure what percent, but I know it was a very low percent. So they're definitely talking about putting Arkham City and Arkham Asylum. They're going to remaster them and put them on the new systems for better graphics. So that's going to be great. If WB Games, they're talking about having a Justice League game come out here pretty soon. So we'll definitely be seeing what's going on with that. I'm excited. Next week, guys, we're going to talk about Marvel. Tune in tomorrow at 10 o'clock, guys. With the sports, we're going to keep it locked here. NBA draft. I mean, I'm sorry.
NFL draft.
I was correcting myself. I knew I had messed up. But, we got the NFL draft tomorrow for the sports. And you guys keep it locked here. We will see you guys tomorrow at 10. If there's nothing else, yeah, get us out of here.
Survey says.
NWO. We out.